Reverse logistics. Logistics is often thought about as a method to get products from manufacturing to customers, but what happens to products that need to be returned to a prior echelon? And how is logistics involved in this reverse flow? According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the process is called reverse logistics, and it is a complete supply chain dedicated to the reverse flow of products and materials for the purpose of returns, repair, remanufacture, and/or recycling. Across three industries with a high proportion of returned goods, automotive, consumer electronic, medical devices, only 20% of firms have implemented a logistics strategy for systematically and effectively managing the reverse flow of products, despite nearly 50% managing their own logistics program. In essence, some firms have not acknowledged the existence of their reverse supply chain. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the reverse supply chain includes the planning and controlling of the processes of moving goods from the point of consumption back to the point of origin for repair, reclamation, recycling, or disposal. Reverse logistics occurs not only as customers return products that were purchased, but also as retailers and distributors return products that failed to sell. This can happen if the products were held on consignment or as vendor-managed inventory. There might also have been contractual agreements to take back unsold inventory for a percentage refund or rebate. Additionally, customers purchasing industrial products may return them for recalibration or scheduled upgrades. Product recalls and end-of-life collections require significant reverse supply chain efforts. Many companies have discovered firsthand that they can make positive contributions to their profit and loss statements by managing their product return processes. Instead of viewing product returns as expensive and necessary charges that diminish sales revenue, these companies reclaim significant revenues by leveraging the repair, reuse, remanufacturing, reconditioning, and recycling processes using those same products and their component pieces. For example, the remanufactured auto parts industry brought in $61.8 billion US dollars in 2023 globally.